Emma Hart lives and works in London, and through her work she often explores the pressures of being an artist from a working class background, operating in a primarily middle and upper class art world. In 2017, she won the Max Mara Art Prize for Women, resulting in a six-month residency in Faenza, a small Italian town that for 700 years has been important in the history of ceramics. Although Hart is now very knowledgeable about clay and she pushes its limits, she still keeps a sense of artlessness and spontaneity in her work. Her sculptures actively confront the viewer, often performing and playing out the power dynamics of social inequality inherent within the art world, as well as a range of human emotions. For Free Sculpture, Hart has made 5 steel and ceramic sundials. They each have a personality and their faces convey a human response to time, time being something that dominates our lives so much. A traditional sundial would most often be seen in a large garden attached to a grand house, and the form allows the artist to create a structure that's both a figure and a sculpture, with the pointer of the sundial becoming a nose. But Emma Hart's sundials are like none you've ever seen before. She's using stoneware and underglaze to create incredibly vibrant sculptures. You can see the impression of her hands on the bowls of the sundials, and there's a clear sense that they're handmade. As she says, clay allows her to make pretty much anything she wants. You should walk around the backs, where you'll see simple geometric elements, which refer to the Platonic solids, the elemental forms of geometry and our physical world, as well as the building blocks that we give to babies and children. These sundial sculptures reflect back at us very familiar emotions. I love how Emma creates a new sculptural form that's so engaging and also subversive in the way that it brings sculpture right back down to earth.